Leaders, Russia and the Rule of Law. The Trial, Round 2. The second trial of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, like the first, will help determine Russia's future.
It's been a big week for Russia. That's not because of the first summit meeting between the Russian President, Dmitry Medvedev, and America's Barack Obama in London. More significant was the opening on March 31st of the second trial of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, former boss of the Yukos oil company and once Russia's richest man. To understand why Mr. Khodorkovsky matters, one must go back to 2000 and the presidency of Mr. Medvedev's predecessor, Vladimir Putin. Many in the West hoped vainly that Mr. Putin might turn out to be a liberal. Yet the turning point of the Putin presidency was the attack on Yukos that began in the summer of 2003. This followed a clash between the two men over corruption, and it later led to the arrest and imprisonment of Mr. Khodorkovsky. These events demonstrated beyond doubt that, under Mr. Putin, opposition was not acceptable. The rule of law meant the law of the ruler, and the Kremlin would keep a firm grip on Russia's energy resources. By a strange twist, the Khodorkovsky case may now become a similar turning point for Mr. Putin's protégé-turned-successor. Mr. Medvedev has been in the job for almost a year. As before, some in the West hoped he might emerge as a liberal. Despite his apparent dependence on Mr. Putin, now his prime minister, he insists that he is fully in charge. He has no KGB background and, within the Kremlin, has steered largely clear of the Yukos affair. Early in his presidency, moreover, he waxed lyrical about the need for Russia to strengthen the rule of law and to get away from what he called legal nihilism. The second Khodorkovsky trial will be the biggest test of Mr. Medvedev's promises. Mr. Khodorkovsky's route to riches, like that of many Russian oligarchs, was unsavoury. Yet putting him in the dock again conflicts with the double jeopardy principle that nobody should be tried twice for the same crime. That makes it more obvious that, as so often in Moscow's past, this is a political show trial. Even so, its outcome may be uncertain, and it may not turn out to be helpful either to the Kremlin or to Mr. Medvedev himself. That's partly because the background to Mr. Medvedev's presidency has changed sharply in the past year. His meeting with Mr. Obama was all smiles, with new promises to press the reset button on bilateral relations and restart talks on nuclear disarmament, and little said about Russia's invasion of Georgia in August or America's plans for missile defences in Poland and the Czech Republic. Yet the biggest problem for Mr. Medvedev lies not in foreign policy, but in the economy. Under Mr. Putin's presidency, the bargain between the Kremlin and the Russian people was simple. You accept an autocratic regime, we will deliver rising living standards. Increasing oil prices and cheap credit produced annual GDP growth that averaged over 6% between 2000 and 2008. This year, however, lower oil prices plus the world recession could lead to a fall in Russian GDP of 6%. Unemployment is rising. Inflation remains stubbornly high at around 12%. This toxic cocktail is fast eroding Russians' confidence. And that may explain why opinion polls reveal more public sympathy for Mr. Khodorkovsky in his second trial than in his first. With little sign of a revival in oil prices, the outlook for Russia remains bleak. That makes the Khodorkovsky case and Russia's lack of a proper judicial system even more worrying. In the good times, foreign investors and rich Russians alike were happy to overlook such things, just as they could ignore Russia's non-membership of the World Trade Organization in the pursuit of profits. But capital will be scarcer than it was for years to come. So Russia must do more to show that it is an attractive destination for investors. That means, above all, creating a safer and more predictable legal climate. In Kafka's The Trial, Yosef K. is executed without ever finding out what his crime was. At times, the trials of Mikhail K. have been almost Kafkaesque. For the sake of Mr. Medvedev's presidency and Russia's future, this one should be halted long before reaching any similarly grotesque conclusion.